Turn in your pew Bibles to Matthew 22, Matthew 22, 1 through 14. These are words of our Lord that will challenge each one of us. What is Jesus saying? The Word of God. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of this, his holy word. Again, will you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we thank you for those very challenging words of our Lord and Savior. Help us to understand them and live those words out by our words and deeds of righteousness. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Not the easiest parable of our Lord Jesus to understand. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. The parable of the wedding feast. A king throws a wedding banquet for his son, but those invited refuse to come, some even killing the slaves who came as messengers with the invites. The king was angry as heck when he found out how his slaves had been treated by the invitees. So he murdered the reluctant guests, burned their city, and decided to invite others, both good and bad, to the banquet. Of course, there was one guest who did not have on a wedding garment, so he was later thrown into hell. Many are called, few are chosen. This parable is originally speaking to those folks who were called to be followers of Christ, but decided not to. Today you can read that as ancient Israel, who passed on getting a boarding pass for the Jesus train. But with the guest who was not wearing a wedding garment, you can also read it as Christians who do not care to change their ways in order to follow Jesus. So you might say, both Judaism and Christianity catch heck in Jesus' parable today. Now, a little bit of background. Often in Scripture, wearing certain clothes was perceived as being of a righteous bent. Go home and look at this text from Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. Fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. Fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. Jesus is knocking those who say they want to follow him, but then their deeds do not live up to the piety of their words. Simply mouthing the right words about Jesus without accompanying those words by deeds, good deeds, makes a mockery of one's confession. This is a repetitive theme throughout Matthew's gospel. Matthew continues to hammer at it time and time again throughout the gospel. Words must be backed up by deeds. Words backed up by deeds. Now, you and I know there is no shortcut to right acting. There is no shortcut. Jesus was very aware of lip service hypocrisy. That's why he said at the end of the parable, many are called, few are chosen. Meaning not everybody who hears the invitation follows through with deeds. The good news of what Jesus is saying is that these righteous deeds do not need to be earth-shattering or of such huge impact that millions of people are affected. Righteousness can be derived from very small deeds. Suppose you have a friend at work, and this friend you know is dying, and he's made it very clear to you that he does not believe in God. He has said that in the workplace over and over and over. I don't know why people hang on to God in the church. It's not necessary. It's a crutch. You've heard all those expressions. But for you to go and sit by his bedside and talk and laugh and encourage and compliment and listen to him without judging will speak volumes about how you love God's grace. Yes, if you're so inclined, you may ask your friend, would you like to invite Jesus into your life? But don't be surprised if your buddy says, no, thank you. Not everyone in the New Testament said yes to following Jesus. Many folks turned away and walked away from our Lord. Suppose you have a child who is struggling with a particular subject in school. You could be constantly yelling at them as a parent, you better raise that grade in calculus. You're never going to get into Virginia Tech. You could be constantly embarrassing your son or daughter in front of their friends about their poor test scores. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with Michael. He can't seem to break the 70s. Or you could quietly inquire as to securing the services of a tutor or encouraging your child to get help from a fellow student. You can demonstrate to your child what a loving parent looks like without resorting to threats or put-downs or embarrassing remarks spoken to his or her friends. And here's one that's going to really hit us hard this weekend. Suppose you have really worked hard all week And the weekend finds you tired and worn out. You could crash all weekend doing only those things which you find fun and enjoyable. You could make the weekend all about you. Or you could carve out some time to be of help to others. You could sit in the pumpkin patch. You could return to the church this afternoon at 2 o'clock to unload pumpkins. You could take some of your hard-earned money and give a percentage to the church. You could take the time to listen to your next-door neighbor about his or her struggle with a cruel supervisor. To do so, to do those kinds of things, would mean you are wearing the right garment to the king's wedding banquet for his son. You've got on the right, the correct wedding clothes. For who is it among us that wants to go to that place of weeping and gnashing of teeth? I don't want to go there, and I know you don't want to go there either. Then do something about it. Let the good Lord work through you and me. And folks will say to us, excuse my French, doggone it, don't you look great in your wedding garment? It fits you so nicely. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, thank you so very much for challenging words that stir us up. Not to ever become complacent, but to always have our eyes on the prize, your kingdom, your son. Lord, help us be disciples that bring you joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.